Model Test 4, Example Answers.
Example answer for independent speaking question 1. A city.
If I could visit any city in the world, I'd like to see Rome. Because I'm an architecture major, and it'd be exciting to see the structures in the old city, like the Colosseum and the Forum and temples. I'd also want to inspect the arches that define the perimeter of the old city. I think one of them is almost 2,000 years old, but it's still supposed to be quite beautiful and strong. In a book about Rome, I read that the streets in the old city are made of the original cobblestones laid in ancient times. So besides seeing the architecture, it'd be exciting to walk on the stones. I have a good imagination, and I'm sure I could visualize soldiers and philosophers, even if I'm looking at a lot of other tourists.
Example answer for independent speaking question 2. Schools.
I think a co-educational school is a better environment for both men and women, because it's more representative of the world that they'll live in after they finish school. In modern society, men and women will compete for employment opportunities, so it's good practice to compete in classes. And men and women need to learn how to interact socially, and a co-educational school provides activities and social events where they can associate with each other in a somewhat supervised environment. So I think if men and women are separated throughout their school life, it might be harder for them to work together and develop social relationships after they finish school.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 3. English requirements.
The college is considering a change in the TOEFL requirement. It would allow international students who score 5 points below the cutoff score of 80 to take a credit class while they're finishing their English courses in the English Language Institute. The student thinks that the new policy is a good idea because some students have problems taking a test, but they still have the capacity to succeed in their credit classes, especially in their major field. And students who qualify will have an academic advisor, so they'll be more likely to take a class they can handle. So she also suggests that a part-time schedule would give students a smoother transition into a full-time academic schedule, and it would also motivate students who've been in the institute for a long time, and they're getting tired of studying English.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 4, myths and legends.
Myths are stories from ancient times that offer an explanation for why things happened, and they often have their origin in religion. But legends are stories about more current heroes who really lived, and they represent examples of the best values of their culture. So Paul Bunyan would be considered a legend because there was probably a big lumberjack, and as the stories about him were told, they got more and more exaggerated until he was a giant who used wagon wheels for buttons on his shirt and he could create lakes with his big footprints. The professor says that this legend was appropriate for Canada and the United States during the westward expansion of these countries because the stories were about recent events, and the territories were so vast, a hero would need to be a giant to represent the best values of such a time and place.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 5. Roommate.
The woman's problem is that she's friends with her roommate, but the roommate's using her cell phone to call a boyfriend long distance, and it's getting expensive, and she can't afford the extra minutes on the bill. Her advisor suggests that she tell her roommate not to use her cell phone anymore, and she could even offer to help buy her roommate a cell phone. Or another idea was that she could ask her roommate to pay for the extra minutes from previous calls, and any future calls. Well, I think the woman should reconsider the friendship, because a real friend wouldn't take advantage of her like that. So I don't think the advisor gave her very good advice. In my opinion, the woman should go back to the advisor and ask him to help her find a new roommate in the dorm.
Example answer for integrated speaking question 6. Urban wildlife.
Both man-made areas and artificial structures become habitats for wildlife in cities. One of the most impressive examples of a man-made area is Central Park in New York, which has become a safe haven for hundreds of species of birds, small mammals, and even freshwater animals that live in the streams and lakes. Back Bay in Boston is a marshland environment that was developed to provide habitats for wildlife. Artificial structures allow wildlife to adapt to city living by using a space that has similar advantages to those of a natural habitat. For example, the chimney swift's a small bird that makes its home in hollow trees, but it's adapted itself to the city by nesting in chimneys. And the fish that live in natural harbors often swim into the ditches that connect to urban drainage systems. So even in cities, wildlife can survive and thrive.